Well, both teams on the field getting ready for the opening kickoff here tonight.
And Adam has kicker Clayton Hill tees it up for the Holland Hall Dutch. And the Ironmen look like they have Will Lester and T.J. Donaldson back deep to receive this kick. Time to turn the microphone over to my friend, colleague, and a man I will never allow to make travel accommodations for me again. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Ironman football, Adam the Hoop Hooper.
And here we go. Alex Smith with the kick things off here from their own 40-yard line. And here we go in the first round of the high school football playoffs. It's a high kick. And it's going to go into the end zone for a touchback over the head of T.J. Donaldson. And that is where the Ironmen will put the ball at the own 20-yard line, first and 10.
Well, whatever wind there is, which is about 6 or 8 miles an hour right now, the kicker definitely got it up in that and sent it into the end zone. So, as you said, the Ironmen start with a fresh set of downs from their own 20-yard line. Be interesting to see how they come out tonight. They come out basic, give it to Terrell Collins and test that line. Physically, Holland Hall looks no bigger, maybe even a tad smaller than the Ironmen.
Cody Smith right behind center starts off with a shotgun formation. Lester is in motion from right to left. Handoff is to Terrell Collins. He dances his way to the middle to the 25-yard line.
And Adam, that sets the tone. That's nice. It looks belly play right up the middle with a little bit of a decoy on the jet sweep to Will Lester going left to right, or right to left there, and a nice 5-yard gain on first down.
Second and 5 for the Ironmen from their own 25. Three wide receivers this time to the right, one on the left. Smith in a shotgun formation. Smith now hands it off to Collins again. He crossed the 25 to the 26-yard line. Gain of maybe one, maybe two.
Yeah, I think they're going to bump him up to just on the other side of the 27, so it's about a 2-yard gain. Ironmen looking at a very makeable 3rd and 3 here, as Xavier Mathis, wide receiver, brings the play into the huddle from the sideline.
Huge third down here to start to here in the first quarter for the Ironmen. 3rd and 3 from their own 27. This time they got two wide receivers to the left side. And again, a shotgun formation for Cody. Cody hands it off to Collins. Cross the 30 to the 31-yard line, and an Ironman has the first down. Four straight running plays for the Ironmen, and all have been to Terrell Collins.
Nothing fancy about that. They did kind of decoy away from their left side where big Jacob Barnes has kind of came back to the right side. Got a good block over here by Skyler Thornton, the H-back, leading the way. And then Terrell cuts it inside for a nice 5-yard gain, and the Ironmen's first down. Three consecutive runs, and Terrell has 12 yards. More importantly, though, the Ironmen have a first down and a new set of sticks.
First and 10 from the 32. Three wide receivers to the left side. Smith of the shotgun. Smith now play action. Smith now rolls to his left, throws. The pass is incomplete. And the intended receiver, I believe, was
Skyler Thornton. And he was open at him.
Skyler Thornton.
Just put it a tad behind him and couldn't quite reach back and get it.
Actually, he was well defended there by the Dutchman. And now you're looking at 2nd and 10 from Nowata's 32.
Yeah, linebacker John Connor just a half a step behind him on that coverage. Cody had time, just didn't put the ball on the mark. Now it's 2nd and 10.
Clock stops with 10:20 to go in the opening quarter. No score between Holland Hall and Nowata. First ever meeting between these two. Two wide receivers this time to the right, one on the left. Smith is going to keep it, and he'll dance around to the 32, maybe to the 33, and that's about it.
Yeah, they're going to give him just a yard, Adam, and now the Ironmen are going to look at a big 3rd and 9 play here.
He met up by that front four by Holland Hall. They're led by Julie Buffogel there on the stop, and actually they're going to give him no gain on the play. They're going to call it 3rd and 10. From Nowata's 32. Play clock down to 10 seconds. They're going to have to get hurry here. Play clock down to 5.
Take a timeout, Coach. Just take a timeout.
You're going to have to take a timeout.
Nope.
2-1. Now they get the playoff. And Cody Smith, he's in trouble. He is sacked at the 24-yard line. And Joey Buffogel there to make the stop, his first sack of the night. And really, Nowata was just confused. They had to get the playoff just before the play clock went to zero.
Yeah, we've been wise to take a time out there and get everybody on the same page. Bufogle, probably the biggest lineman playing at this left defensive end, and now they're going to drop back. I think that's Corbin Daniels in deep formation, anticipating this punt off the foot of Will Lester.
It is Corbin Daniels back to receive. Here's a kick. That's not a good kick at all, but it does get an arm and bounce across the 50 to the 46-yard line, stopped there by Cody Smith, and that's where the Dutchman will start in pretty decent field position.
And Adam, that ball almost rolled up on Toby Clark of the Dutch. He alertly got out of the way at the last minute, but almost trouble. It didn't look like a good kick, but almost became effective as it almost hit the Dutch player there who was not anticipating the short punt.
Drake Roush, the starting quarterback, and Joseph Smith behind center in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Now a man in motion. Oops, and everybody moved early, but they get the handoff to Smith. He crossed the 45 to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, Donaldson faked the blitz, and I thought I saw some movement on the right side of the Dutch line there. They didn't call it, and it goes for a gain of 2 yards. The Dutch run a very similar offense to the Ironmen, except for the fact they run two tight ends.
They're going to go no huddle here. Second and 9 from the 46. Get a man in motion. Play action. Roush passes. It's caught.
Dropped.
Oh, he had it, and he dropped it. The intended receiver was Cole,
Cole
Turgo.
Yep.
Turgo there was the intended receiver. And now you're looking at 3rd and 9 from the 47. Clock stops with 8:22 to go in the first quarter. Still no score.
Both quarterbacks coming out misfiring on their first pass of the game. Now a big play here for the Ironman defense, Adam.
Shotgun formation for Roush. High snap, and Roush gets away. Rosa is right, and he gets tripped up to the 49-yard line. And there on the tackle, I believe, was Dalton Carter there to make that tripping tackle there.
You're right, Adam, as Roush had nothing but green grass and high ties in front of him. And Carter, from the ground, able to reach up and grab him around the ankle, just throw a leg against another and put him on the ground for a 4th down. And now they're in punt formation with Will Lester back around his own 10-yard line.
Alex Smith now back to punt.
He's got a good leg.
He does have a good leg.
High snap.
High snap, and gets it off like a soccer kick. And
let
that's a good kick.
Let it go.
A very good kick, and that's going to put the ball at about the 4-yard line in Nowata's territory. So Nowata will have to go 96 yards for a score. But again, Nowata does their job defensively going 3 and out. 7:35 to go in the opening quarter. It's no score between Nowata and Holland Hall.
And Adam, we don't know, but that may have been a huge tackle by Dalton Carter to save that first down. Looks like they spotted him at about the 1-yard line, 2-yard line. Maybe.
I thought it was around the 4, but no, they got spotted at the 1.
Wow, 99 yards to go. Will could get there pretty quick if he gets the ball in his hands.
Yeah, we'll see. A receiver on each end. Shotgun formation. Handoff to Terrell Collins, and he won't go over. He won't go much. Maybe a yard or two. And actually, he might have gained a yard there. It'll be 2nd and 9.
Yeah, nothing fancy. They're not going to get Joe Smith on the tackle. They're not going to get fancy down there around their own end zone.
I wouldn't. It's just too early in the ball game for that. Ironmen from their own 2, 2nd down and 9 from their own 2. Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Cody in a shotgun formation. Cody's going to keep it. Runs to the middle for the 10. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 40, 15, 10, 5, 10, 9, no water. Touchdown, Ironman. That's Cody Smith on a 98-yard run right down the middle, and no water strikes first.
Just
good blocking there up front there by the Ironman.
And Adam just faked that simple read option to Terrell Collins, ducked in behind him, found the 2nd level, outran everybody down the middle of the field for 6 points for the Ironman. What a great start for the Ironman offense.
It looks like Nowata's going to go for 2. They have a weird formation out there. Will Lester is under center. There's a snap, Will. Passes to the left side. It's caught, but it's going to be a little bit short. And the intended receiver was Cody Smith, but the two-point conversion fails. Timeout on the field, 6:45 to go in the first quarter. A 98-yard run by Cody Smith gives the Armmen the lead, 6-0. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Armmen football here on Real Country K-Rig. The Harlem Shake. One that only took less than a minute. Two plays, 99 yards, and Cody Smith with a touchdown run. And for Cody, I believe that is his first rushing touchdown of the season.
Officially, Adam, it took 50 seconds off the game clock. Clayton Hill, Joe Smith back deep to receive the kick for the Dutch. T.J. Donaldson to kick it off.
Here's the kick by T.J., line drive kick. It's caught there at the 25 to the 30, 35, 40, and knocked down at the 45 to the 47-yard line. So a pretty good return there by Joseph Smith, and pretty good field position again for Holland Hall.
And I stand corrected. Ryan Martinez actually fielded that ball, Adam. I'm sorry about that, but Ryan brings it back, as you said, to the Dutch 46.
So they started from the 46 on their last possession. First and 10 from the Dutch 46. Two wide receivers to the right. Roush in a shotgun formation.
Late player in for the Dutch. Not where to line
play
up.
Play clock down to 10. Now they'll get set ready to go. Here's a blitz here by Nowata. They're handing it off to the right side of the 50. Cross the Armmen territory to the 47-yard line. That's John Connor with the ball carrier.
Yeah, Cody Smith and Terrell Collins there to make the tackle. Terrell came on an inside blitz and just missed the handoff, but that allowed Connor to slip out to the left side, pick up 6 big yards, 2nd and 4.
2nd and 4 from Nowata, 48-yard line. Roush again, a shotgun formation. Roush, the pass, it's caught at the 50 and down at about the 48-yard line. Good read there by the Armmen defense. That pass was caught by John Connor for the Dutch. He's still now looking at about 3rd and 5.
And Dalton Carter come up and do that play for a 1-yard loss to make it 3rd and 5. But Carter's just playing, you know, his heart out right now early in this game. He's doing a great job.
Here's a snap. Roush passes. It's caught at the 35 to the 30. Turns around to the 25 to the 20, still in his feet. And he's down at the 18-yard line. Good stop there for a touchdown was by Bryce Hewitt.
Yeah,
but again, the Dutch converts on a 3rd down, and now they'll keep the move ball going.
That's Corbin Daniels with that catch.
So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 18-yard line, the 30-yard gain. Roush in a shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the right. Now man comes in motion. Hand off this time by the fullback, breaks one tackle to the 20. And down at the 17 to the 16-yard line, that's John Connor there on the ball carrier. And Seth Brooks there on the stop for Nowata.
Connor lucky to turn that into any positive yards, gets about a 2-yard gain at him.
2nd and 7 now from the 15-yard line. Clock rolling with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Nowata with an early lead, 6-0. Roush again in shotgun formation. Now Roush goes to his right, has a big hole to the 15, to the 10, spins around to the 5, and he walks in the end zone. Touchdown, Holland Hall. Drake Roush on a 15-yard run to the middle, and this game is tied.
And just kind of shoddy tackling there by the Armmen interior. A couple of guys had a shot at him, Adam, and they should have brought him down. And with 4:35 to go, we're tied at 6. Extra point pending.
And Alex Smith now will attempt the extra point. He's got a very good leg. We watched him warm up before coming on the air here tonight. Here's a snap to hold a kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 4:35 to go in the first quarter. It's Holland Hall 7 and Nowata 6. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Armmen football here on Real Country K-Rig.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song.
54 yards.
A minute 50 seconds off the clock as Alex Falcons, the man with the big leg, tees it up to kick it off here to Will Lester and T.J. Donaldson. Good drive by the Dutch, Adam.
What a way to respond after no one had struck first.
Absolutely.
Falcons kick, a high kick, and it's going to go in the end zone for a touchback. And thanks to that north wind.
I think that's landed over somewhere around Riverside Drive, didn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Probably over there by the Arkansas River.
Well, may have bounced off the City of Faith Hospital, old City of Faith Hospital.
Well, so Nowata will have the ball. First and 10 from their own 20. Again, that last drive there by the last Nowata defensive possession, kind of poor tackling there that gave the Dutch their first touchdown and the lead.
And they ran away from Dalton Carter the last two plays of the running plays, so something to look at there for the Ironman defense.
Yeah, shotgun formation for Cody Smith.
Cody, Will Lester.
Actually, Will Lester on a wildcat. This time he'll run to the middle to the 20 to the 23-yard line.
Cole Tujo.
Actually, Vance Mullendore also got the stop.
Should we call that the Wheelcat?
Something like that. Second and 7 from Nowata's 23-yard line.
Hunter Bell brings the play into the Ironman huddle from the sideline.
Play clock, again, very low, down to 5 seconds. They got to get this thing off.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get it off in time. They're going to have to call a timeout. They will.
Good call.
Coach James will call the timeout. They did not get that play off in enough time, so Nowata will call their first timeout in the game. 3:54 to go in the first quarter. It's Holland Hall 7 and Nowata 6. Hey, big thanks to our Nowata playoff sponsors. Stump Funeral Home, Buster's Grocery, Arvest Bank of Nowata, Ironman Storage, Sweet Peas Hometown Boutique, Regent Bank, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Sonic of Nowata, State Farm Insurance Agent Doc Livingston, Dr. Jeff Gibson, and by Bartnett IP.
I don't know the philosophy of going to the Wildcat formation there, other than the fact the Ironman scored a long touchdown run with Cody Smith up the middle. Maybe they thought they could spring Will on something like that, but give credit to the Dutch defense. They've been watching a lot of film, and they knew about what to do on that and stopped it for about a 3-yard gain.
Both teams have now gone back to the field. It's now second and 7 from Nowata's 23-yard line.
And Will Lester back behind center in the shotgun, Adam.
Yeah, they're going to. And Will has played quarterback for much of the year. And now we got whistles blown everywhere. And
illegal procedure.
I don't see a flag down.
I didn't either. I think it must have came from across the field. There it is, Adam. Clear across on the other side.
So a false start or illegal procedure against Nowata.
And the first penalty of either team comes with 3:54 to go in the first quarter.
So now instead of 2nd and 7, you're looking at 2nd and 12 from the 18. Lester again on the shotgun formation. Lester's going to keep the side. He's knocked down immediately at about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, that
was brought down by Jake Jackson. That's going to be a loss of about 4 on the play. That's going to make it 3rd and 16.
Well, a big play here. Xavier Mathis in with the play from the sideline. He's a big target, too, this wide receiver position. And we still don't see Cody Smith.
No, Lester now is going to go up on a shotgun formation there. Lester is going to run to his right, has a hole to the 15, and down at a bit near the 20-yard line. It got knocked down immediately there by John Connor.
Yeah, Drake.
There's a flag on the play.
Drake Ross came across, too, there, made a good hit. See what this flag is, Adam. Might be a chop block.
Yeah, right? Chop block against Nowata.
That'll be, what, half the distance from the 15?
Unless you decline the penalty, because it was way short of the first down.
Yeah, I think if I'm the coach, I say declined, and I think that's what they're going to do, Adam.
Yeah, they're going to decline the penalty, make it fourth down. They'll put the ball right back at about the 21-yard line.
Gain of about five for Will. So one offensive series without Cody Smith, and now Xavier Mathis goes back into punt formation. Corbin Daniels at midfield.
Here's a snap, and the punt is blocked. It's blocked, and the Dutch will have it in excellent field position.
That looks like
I'm trying to think. It was Ty Tietrich there to make the block.
And Nabil Ayew landed on top of it. So the Armand defense is going to have to rise up and make a stand here with 2:53 to go. Dutchman deep in their territory. At the Nowata 15-yard line.
So first and 10 for Holland Hall from Nowata's 15-yard line. The special teams does their job and see if Nowata's defense here can respond. Roush in a shotgun formation. Roush is going to keep it to the left side of the 15. And down at the 10-yard line, there is a flag on the play, and I think this is coming back
now, Seth Brooks was being collared pretty good over here on the left side of the Armand defense, or right side of the Armand defense, left side of the Dutch.
We'll see about the call here. Yep, it's going to be a hold against the Dutch.
Right at the line of the scrimmage, so that should just mark him back 10 yards. First penalty against Holland Hall.
It's going to move it back 10 yards to the 25-yard line. Now you're looking at first and 20 from the 25.
And, you know, the clock in the Ironman favor here, if they could get this clock to run down, they'd have to at least kick a field goal into the wind if we're able to hold it. But that's presumptuous at this point.
Roush in a shotgun formation on first and 20. Roush now rolls to his right. Still rolling. Now throws down the middle, and he overthrows everybody. Corbin Daniels was the intended receiver. And you're looking at second and 10. Clock stops with 2.5 to go in the first quarter.
Second and 20, Adam, but you're right.
And 20.
And he threw a bullet to Daniels there, and if he had caught it, it might have bored a hole right through him. I think there's a mark on the artificial grass, a burn mark. Second and 20 at the 25-yard line of Nowata.
Drake Schaus now under center. The long setback is Joseph Smith. Roush now looking at a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left. The snap. Roush now looking, being pressured. Now throws to his right and incomplete. Again, it was Corbin Daniels there with the intended receiver. And you're now looking at third and 20.
Wasn't really in the zip code as the receiver was not, as Roush had to get rid of it quickly because there's that man, Carter, blowing through there. Dalton Carter. 6'1", 195-pound senior Ironman defensive player coming in from his end position and putting Roush on his keister. Actually, I guess he's playing an outside linebacker in this formation.
Third and a 20 from the 25-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right this time. The snap. Roush goes back to pass, throws to his left. It's caught at the 15 to the 10, knocked out of bounds at the 3-yard line.
Marked him at the 5, Adam. That's close. That's going to be a first down, I think.
That's Joseph Smith there on the reception.
He needed 20 yards, and that's exactly what he got.
That's about to the
5-yard line.
5-yard line, so a gain of 20. First and goal. Now Roush in a shotgun formation. Roush hands it off to Smith. And across the 5 to maybe the 4. Good job there up front by Nowata's defense. And leading the attack there was Jacob Barnes. So the second and goal from the 5, no gain on the play. Roush in a shotgun formation, a receiver on each end. Actually, two wide receivers to the right. Roush is going to keep it, and he'll walk in the end zone for a Dutch touchdown. Drake Roush, his second rushing touchdown of the evening, and for the season, that is his 7th rushing touchdown. And the Dutch increases their lead now 13-6.
Yeah, he just came into the game with 5 touchdowns all year, and he's put 2 on the board tonight. Back-to-back carries for him put him into the end zone twice now. Three carries, 21 yards, two touchdowns.
Alex Falcons now to attempt the extra point. Here's a snap, hold, kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 1:49 to go in the first quarter. It is Holland Hall 14 and Nolwana 6. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Yay! 15 yards, capped off with a Drake Roush 5-yard run, his second of the night. Here's Falcons kick from his own 40. High kick again. That's going to go back to the end zone for a touchback and almost went through the uprights.
Yeah, I got to say, almost split the uprights. Ironman once again will begin from their own 20-yard line. They've had the 20, the 1, and the 20.
And the 1 at the 1-yard line capped off with a 98-yard touchdown run by Cody Smith. And I don't see – yeah, here comes Cody Smith now back in.
You know, and I don't – maybe – I don't know what the philosophy there is. Maybe Coach James thinks just to give them a little change-up, make them have to read their defensive techniques a little differently. I don't know. But at any rate, it didn't go very well in that last series for the Ironmen.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Now a man in motion. They give it off to Terrell Collins. Big hammers his way from the 20 to the 24-yard line. Good job there by Terrell Collins, the senior. You remember him a couple of years ago. He had some good playing time against Washington in the
yes.
quarterfinals.
Remember that game very well.
So the second and six on a 4-yard game there by Terrell Collins from the 24-yard line. Nolwana trails 14-6, but Holland Hall has scored 14 unanswered after Nolwana took the opening lead. Shotgun formation for Cody. Cody now goes back to pass, scrambles. Now he'll throw to his left side, and he underthrows everybody.
I don't know why he just didn't take off to that far sideline. I think he had the first down. But, of course, he thought Hunter Bell probably was open. Tried to get it down the field to about the 40, and it fell about 2 yards short.
Actually, Hunter Bell was a near receiver out there, so now you're looking at about third and six. I see Will Luster on the sidelines, not sure if he's just there for a break or what.
It's interesting. You know, one of our best athletes, and, you know, there's no tomorrow or no next week. So kind of curious. Hope he's all right.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Cody now rolls to his right, still rolling, and he's being pressured. Now he throws, and the pass is, boy, tipped away about five different players, but there were about five Dutchmen there in the area, and I'm surprised that ball didn't get picked off.
All in all, as it came down, one more step closer, Xavier Mathis may have had a reception for a first down, but goes for naught. Cody's 0 for 3 passing, and now the Ironmen are facing fourth and long in a punt situation, and we know what happened on the last punt. So
block punt.
Exactly, and that led to 6 points. Not an easy 6 points, but a much easier 6 points than it should have been.
Looks like Xavier Mathis back to punt this time. Low snap.
Oh.
No, that's not even a good kick at all. And that is going to be marked down at the 30-yard line. That's probably like a 6-yard punt.
6-yard kick.
Holy cow. I'm going to put a help wanted sign. Need kicker.
Well, the kicking game for Nolwana has been D-minus to F most of the year, I'm afraid. And
well, now the Dutch have it from their own, actually from Nolwana's 30-yard line, first and 10. Again, they have the wind to their back. Two wide receivers to the right side. Roush in a shotgun. Roush throws to his right, and the pass is incomplete. It was bounced away there by Cole Turgo. And now you're looking at second and 10. Don't mean it that way in a negative way, but Nolwana's kicking game has just not been existent all year. And if it has to come down with a field goal or an extra point, it may come down to that.
Well, and it's twice now the punting game has put him in a hole here. I mean, that's as bad as a block when you get a 6-yard kick.
Roush in a shotgun. Now he rolls to his right, now being pressured. Roush now keeps going to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, And down at the 17-yard line, that's enough for a Dutch first down. And that will be a first down for the Dutch. Clock stops with 33.6 seconds to go.
Third first down for the Dutch on the evening. New set of downs.
First and 10 from the 18. Roush in a shotgun formation. Handoff this time to Joseph Smith. Smith now breaks a couple of tackles to the 10-5, and he walks in the end zone for a Holland Hall touchdown. Joseph Smith on an 18-yard run to the left side. And for Smith on the season, that is his fifth rushing touchdown tonight, or for the season.
And, Adam, I hate to say it, but that just was not a good defensive effort on that play by our Ironman. Three guys had a shot at him, and just poor tackling. And Falcons line it up, and this will kick will probably land down around Riverside Drive again.
Here's a snap to hold. Kick on his way. That was not a good snap, but it gets it away, and it's good. Timeout on the field with 17.5 seconds to go in the first quarter, and your score, it is Holland Hall 21 and Nowata 6. We'll just keep it here.
Well, Adam, I'm not paid to coach, but I always second-guess coaches who pull the hot hand off the floor in basketball. And the same thing here tonight. You know, Cody Smith just took the ball 98 yards for a touchdown. The next series, he never touches the ball. And no disrespect to Will Lester, but our offense went nowhere. We got a punt blocked, and now we're trailing. And now we're two touchdowns down. So, we don't have any continuity on offense right now after that 98-yard run. I thought we had the momentum. And it's a curious call, and I'm sure Coach James doesn't feel like he needs to explain that to me by any stretch of the imagination, but it's one of those things that, you know, if he had to go before ESPN at the end of the game and answer some questions, that'd probably be the first one that gets asked.
Well, in either case here, Nowata down 21-6. Here's Alex Falcons now to kick things off here, and he'll kick this near the Arkansas River, and he does that. Another touchback. And the Nowata Ironmen will have it from their own 20, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line, and with 17 and a half seconds to go in the opening quarter.
Well, Adam, that just further, you know, every time he kicks that ball to the Arkansas River, it emphasizes what you say. You know, the kicking game is really the only difference in this game right now.
Absolutely.
Our lack of one, and their very outstanding kicking game.
One punt was blocked, and the other one was about a six-yard punt. Not a good way to start the first quarter.
6 yards with the roll.
And actually, quarterback keeper that time, Cody Smith, runs to the right to the 20, and he's down at the 23-yard line. That may be the final play here in the first quarter.
The truth behind that play, I think he missed the handoff because of the low snap. Tried to get it to Terrell Collins and had to just follow in behind Terrell, get what
and,
he could.
And we are through one, and your score, Holland Hall 21 and Nowata 6. Second quarter of action coming up in 60 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Welcome back to Hartford Field here in Holland Hall in Tulsa, along with Dave Waddell back in Bartlesville. Tim Hale, I'm Adam Hooper. Nowata will have it. Second and 9. Actually, it'd be second and 6 from the 24.
Yeah. Adam, I know our sister station is broadcasting Oklahoma City Thunder Bowl game tonight. And at halftime, it's the Clippers 50 and the Thunder 50. Blake Griffin making a return to Oklahoma City. He's got 10 points at the half. Westbrook just with 7.
So second and 6 for the Ironmen. Hand off is Terrell Collins. Spins around to the 25, cross the 25 to the 27-yard line. So he's still going to be about 3 yards short of the first down.
Well,
that tackle was made by John Connor, who leads the team in tackles.
And according to the PA announcer, he just set a Dutch record, all-time record for career tackles with that tackle.
He came in tonight with 143. Now they're going to hand it off this time to Terrell Collins. He did not make the first down.
About a yard short, Adam. Bufogle on the stop for the Dutch. Now the Ironmen are faced with a fourth and one. And, you know, I got to tell you, as bad as the kicking game is, I'd trust Terrell Collins to get me a yard versus that kicking game.
Now I think Noah's going to go for it here.
It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, Xavier Mathis does the kicking. He's into the game. He's coming out wide to the left, so here we go.
Fourth and two from the 28-yard line. They're going to get to the 30 for the first. Smith in a shotgun. Hands off to Ron Collins. He's not going to do it.
No, right at the line of scrimmage.
He hit right at the line of scrimmage, and I believe the one that made the tackle was Jake Jackson. And that's going to be turnover on downs back to Holland Hall.
That's huge, Adam, because now all the momentum is riding on the Dutch, and they have a two-touchdown lead with 10:39 to go in the half. The Ironmen need some kind of big break right here with the ball at their own 28-yard line.
So now you're looking at first and 10 from Nutwater's 28-yard line. Roush is under center. That's Drake Roush. Drake now rolls his right, and the pass is caught. Actually, not caught, but tipped and dropped by Cole Turgo.
Xavier Mathis almost got to that tip ball. He had, don't know how fast he is, but he may have had 6 points. He had lots of green grass in front of him. It had been about a 65-yard interception. Instead, it's second and 10.
Roush now in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right. Now man in motion coming to the left. Roush hands it off this time to Joseph Smith. Actually, that's going to be John Connor. He crosses the 30 near the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Connor picks up. Really the only runner that has hurt us much was Roush with his inside runs and, of course, Smith on that last 19-yarder. But that's really the only thing that's hurt us has been the quarterback. Passing game is not that big of a deal right now.
Roush in the shotgun. Now he throws his right and passes incomplete. Good job there by Will Luster defending right there. The intended receiver was told Turgo, and now the Dutch faces fourth and seven.
I think Xavier Mathis went up and got the hand on it in front of him. That's a great coverage by the Ironman. Now it's fourth and seven. I think the Dutch are going to take a timeout, Adam.
Yeah, they're going to think about this. They do have a pretty good kicker of Alex Felkins, but they want to talk it over here with 10:05 to go to halftime, and Holland Hall leads Nowata 21-6.
Well, Adam, I'm not the coach again, as I said before about Coach James, but I think Coach Gross here, if he takes the 3 points, it's really a three-touchdown game at that point. Ironmen be behind by 18. And our extra points are anything but automatic, obviously.
No, they haven't been all year. Well, if you're in the Nowata defense, kind of what do you want to do here? I mean, if the Dutch decide to kick a field goal or if they go for it,
well, I think Felkins is going to put this through the uprights right here. He's come out.
He is coming out.
And I think that's with the odds right there. You go with him, he makes it, like I say, it makes it a three-touchdown game, 10:05 to go in the half. So.
Yeah, it's marked at the 32, so you're looking at a 42-yard field goal by Alex Felkins.
Drake Roush is the holder, though, the quarterback. We'll see.
There's a snap. The hold, the kick on his way. It's long enough, and it hits the upright. No good. That was a low line drive kick, and it hit the bottom part of the upright.
That was right at about a 40-yard field goal, and it was, as you said, no good. Hit the crossbar, and the Ironmen escape right there. Good job of the defense. The Ironmen fans letting them hear about it, too.
Yeah, if that's a moral victory for the Nowata defense. That sure is right there, and then we're going to spot the ball at the 20.
10 minutes even to go in the first half. It would be nice to get this within a touchdown before halftime, Adam. I think you start feeding the monster. Give Terrell the ball, see what he can get on first and second down.
Smith in a shotgun formation. Smith throws to his left. Oh, that could have been trouble, and that pass was broken up there by Jake Jackson. If he would have caught that, he was in the end zone.
Yeah,
that was how close he got from picking that thing off.
And on that play, the Ironman offensive line are just supposed to bump their man and get out here and block for Terrell. Not much of a bump, as there was a lot of maroon jerseys back there that could have caught that ball. Now second and 10 for the Ironman. I just...
Has no one caught a pass yet?
No, Cody's 0 for 4 right now.
Cody's under center again, second down and 10, a receiver on each end. Cody hands, actually it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Cody breaks one tackle to the 20, to the 25, dives to the 27-yard line. And that right there has gotten him over 100 yards rushing right there.
Well, he's up to the 29-yard line.
So you're looking at third and one from the 29.
He's at 117 yards rushing on five carries, and that's the Ironman's game, Adam. I think you fake it Terrell again up the middle and see if you can get on the perimeter on the other side.
Now Hunter Bell comes in the game, and it's now third and one from the 29.
Ironman goes to a tight end and an H-back.
Luster goes in motion. They're going to quarterback keeper and Cody Smith. He dives to the 30 to the 35-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down.
That's the Ironman's game right there. Second first down of the half for the Ironman, and it comes with 9:10 to play in the half. Ball resting nicely at the near hash mark on the 35-yard line of the Ironman.
First and 10 from Nowata's 35. A receiver on each end.
Two back set now.
Smith in a shotgun formation. Smith hands it off to Terrell Collins. And he's met up by a wall of Dutchmen there at the 35.
Yeah.
Like I said, a whole slew of Dutch there to make the stop.
A boatload of Dutch right there.
Yeah.
Vance Mullendore with the initial hit, Adam.
And a second down now and 10. No gain on the play. It'll be at Nowata's 35-yard line. With 8:25 to go to halftime.
And I don't know if the fans at home can hear what we hear, but the Ironman fans admonishing this bunch to block well. Gain of a yard.
Second down and 10 from the 35. Smith in a shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the right. Now Smith rolls to his right. Still rolling. Breaks one tackle to the 35, and he's rolled there. And he is met up by Vance Mullendore. And that's no gain on the play, and they'll make it third and 10. Well, you would think that Nowata will have a huge play here, and somehow the Dutch finds a way to respond.
Well, we've not seen the jet sweep to Will Luster.
That really surprises me because that's their bread and butter right there.
Well, Will Luster on the corner one-on-one with a defensive back. I bet on Will 90% of the time, and I think we're going to have a timeout.
And Corey James is livid at the sideline. I don't blame him. That's the second timeout called by Nowata.
And he asked someone, what are you doing? I don't know who that's directed at. Maybe senior quarterback Cody Smith. I'm not sure. But he's not happy in that huddle. And I don't think it's as cold in that huddle as it is up here where we're at right now.
I'm about to ask you if you want to have a fire out here, start a little fire over here.
I think we're hard-pressed for some wood. There's some trees behind us. I may do that at halftime.
Okay. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight, and really big thanks for these folks. Bartnett IP, Dr. Jeff Gibson, State Farm Insurance Agent Doc Livingston, Sonic of Nowata, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Regent Bank, Sweet Peas, Ironman Storage, Arvest Bank of Nowata, Buster's Grocery, and By Stump Funeral Home.
Those guys do what they do so we can get on the air, but we want to recognize our veterans today on this 2016 Veterans Day because
absolutely.
Those men and women did what they did. We're free in America to have free elections and do what we do on Friday nights and enjoy Ironman or Bulldog or football. And so hats off to the men and women of our service who've served our – some gave all.
Well, we got some veterans right in our live studio audience here tonight. Big thanks to those folks. Thank you. Third and 10 from the 35. Smith now rolls around, and he's going to be sacked at the 30.
No time.
He had no time to throw because big tackle there, Joey Buffalo there to make the stop. That's a loss of 5, and that'll make it fourth and 15.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bless you again.
I think I'm succumbing to the elements.
I think I'm succumbing to the element.
Well, don't get sick on me now. Yeah, fourth and 15 from the 30-yard line, and now it looks like Nowata's going to end up punting this ball away. think Will Luster's back to punt. On the low back snap, and Will's going to pick it up. Now he'll throw down all the way to the
There's a flag.
Slide down, and that's going to be a flag down and a pass interference. Cody Smith was the intended receiver. Boy, that was a gutsy play there by Nowata, but it starts with a low snap. And I wonder in the beginning, was that a set play for, hey, we're going to go for it?
Yeah, I think it was. I think at this point you have nothing to lose. You're not getting any momentum on offense. And Cody was just hit in the back before the ball got there. A little underthrown. I think he would have made the catch, but he's hit in the back early. And we're going to see a 15-yard penalty and first down for the Ironmen.
Pass interference against the Dutchman. That gives the Ironmen a first down. Now we can see Will Luster on the sideline getting attended to. Looks like they're trying to stretch in that right leg.
Second penalty against the Dutchman. That's the third first down, the first bye penalty for the Ironmen, and a new set of stick at the 46-yard line, Adam.
So first and 10 from Nowata's 46. Smith in a shotgun formation. Smith hands it off to Terrell Collins. Dances his way near the 50, but it'll be down at the 49.
They've done a good job corralling Terrell so far. He had a couple of good runs early. He's carried 11 times for 31 yards. Ironman looking at about a...
actually just one-yard gain.
Yeah,
second and nine.
Nine.
Xavier Mathis now comes back in the ball game for Nowata. Clock rolling with 6 minutes to go to halftime. Nowata trailing 21-6 here in the Class 2A playoffs.
Will's got a cramp in his right calf muscle. They're still working on that.
Smith in a shotgun formation. They'll pitch it off to Terrell Collins. And Collins not going to go anywhere. He is manhandled at the 42-yard line. Actually, John Connor, along with Joey Bullfogel, there to make the stop.
Loss of about 3 yards, Adam.
So now you're looking at third and 11 from the 43-yard line. Say what, that front line of Nowata is going to have to do a better job blocking, or else it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, physically they're not any bigger than we are. They're just coming off the ball and we're not getting blocked.
There's a snap. Smith now dances around to the 45, goes his right to the 50, and that's all he'll get. He got manhandled there at the 50-yard line.
Pickup of 7 is going to leave him about 6 yards short of a first down.
So you're looking at about fourth and four. No, actually not fourth and four.
No, it'd
be
seven.
About fourth and six. It'd be at the 49-yard line officially.
I think that was Bufogle came off that left end unabated, as they say.
Yeah.
And Cody had no time to even look for a primary receiver, let alone anybody else.
Looks like no one is going to go for it here.
Turned it into a nice game, though. Give him credit.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Cody hands it off to Terrell Collins. He breaks one tackle and he's in trouble. He won't get around the other. That's a loss of 2 that time, and the ball will be turned over on downs.
The Ironman offense is anemic at best right now. 4:19 to go before halftime. Ironman trailing 21-6, and the Dutchmen have the ball in Ironman territory.
So they'll place the ball at the 47-yard line for Holland Hall. They'll have it at Nowata's 47-yard line. As you mentioned, 4:19 to go to halftime. It is 21-6 favor of the Dutch. Drake Roush now under center. Shotgun formation. A receiver on each end. The snap. Hands it off. This time to Connor to the left side. And he'll go to the 50, to the 45, to down to the 43-yard line. That's Terrell Collins there on the stop.
Pickup of about 5, and the Ironmen just don't have any zip in their step right now. And Holland Hall bringing the fight to the Ironmen defense at this moment.
Second and 5 from the 42. Clock rolling with 3:50 to go to halftime. Roush in a shotgun formation. No one is going to show blitz. They do. I got a flag on the play. They may have jumped early. Roush breaks their tackle to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. Breaks one tackle to the 20, to the 16-yard line. But what about the flag first? Xavier Mathis on the stop, and then we're going to have a legal procedure called against Holland Hall. So they're going to forget about that big run there by Roush.
And they could have called a hold against T.J. Donaldson on that blitz, elected not to, I guess. That'll sure help out the Ironman defense.
So now you're looking at 2nd and 10 from the 47-yard line, back to the original yard of scrimmage. Clock rolling with 3.5 to go to halftime. 21-6 favor of the Dutch here in the Class 2A first-round playoffs. Drake Roush, the starting quarterback for the Dutch, has a shotgun formation, two wide receivers. Hand off, and boom, down he goes at the 30-yard line. That's T.J. Donaldson there on the stop.
There we go.
Connor got a huge hit there. That's a loss of one. Actually, yeah, a loss of one. It'd be 3rd and 12. Actually, a loss of two. Excuse me. Boy, T.J. Donaldson, watch him play here in the next couple of years. He's going to be a good one.
Yeah, we expect some great things from that young man. You're right.
3rd and 12 from the 49. Roush in a shotgun formation. Here's a snap, a high snap, and Roush is going to be sacked at the 45-yard line. Dalton Carter there, the first to get him.
And Skyler Stover finished him off for a nice 7-yard loss, Adam.
And they'll put the ball at the 45-yard line. A great job defensively there by Nutwater. That's the type of Nutwater defense we've seen all year.
Well, and they needed to rise up and get something right there. And we really need a block punt or a turnover, bad snap, something to go right here and give us some momentum. Ironman might have stopped the clock, might have helped, but they're going to let it run. It's under 2 minutes.
Falcons back to punt for Holland Hall. The snap, and not a good kick at all. That's not a good kick, but it does give a Dutch bounce to the 22-yard line.
I think they're going to say it went out after 27, Adam.
So the Ironmen with the ball, 1st and 10 from their own 27-yard line. The Ironmen have a 1:44 left to at least try to get a score before halftime here.
And if you remember, the Dutch deferred when they won the coin toss. They'll get the ball first to begin the second half here. So the Ironmen really need to put some points on the board here with 1:44 to go, as you said.
Cody Smith in a shotgun formation.
I think they're short a player, Adam.
Actually, Will Lester under center this time. Will's going to keep it and spins around to the 29-yard line. John Connor there on the stop. Again, he came in with 148 tackles. Gain of 3 makes it 2nd and 7 from the 30.
And as we heard, he became the all-time leading tackler for the Dutch tonight earlier in the game.
Luster again in a shotgun formation. The snap, Will now rolls to his right. Still rolling. Now he throws and the pass broken away. Sam Nunley there broke the ball away. And now you're looking at 3rd and 7 from the 30.
Looks easy from up here. I think that Will pump fakes that, takes it down. I think he's got a good gain. He can outrun most guys. And he had a little bit of headway. I thought he could have made the first down, maybe more. He's going to come over to the sideline, it looks like now. Cody back in at quarterback. And Bryce Hewitt checks in with the play along with Hunter Bell.
He's still trying to nurse that leg there. They tried to stretch it a little while ago. So 3rd and 7 from Nowata's 30. Cody Smith in a shotgun formation. Wide receivers to the left. Hand off this time is Terrell Collins. Actually, that's not Collins.
T.J. Donaldson for a gain of about 2 yards. Sorry.
4th and 5 now from the 35 or the 32, excuse me, and I believe a timeout called by the Dutch.
Yes, sir. They're trying to preserve a little bit of clock, maybe get the ball back here with 53 seconds to go.
Skylar Thornton, was the ball carrier. So a timeout with 53.5 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here. And coming up at halftime, we'll give you the first half stats. And also I have our weekly feature of the College Sports Report. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up here at the half. Well, now if you're in the Ironman, you're looking at a 4th and 5 from the 32.
I think I put Will Lester back there and give him an option to roll to his right if he thinks he can make it. Tuck it and run. If he thinks he can't, boot it away and see what you can get on the roll.
Pretty quiet on this side. The only thing they've cheered for over here was that 98-yard touchdown run by Cody Smith. And they're still assisting Will Lester there on the sideline.
Yep, there goes that idea.
Yeah. Well, they got Collins. And now no one is going to call a timeout.
And that's their last one.
Actually, Collins was under center that time, probably going on a Wildcat. And the Wildcat hadn't worked at all tonight.
It's not been very wild.
No, it hadn't been wild at all.
More of a tame cat tonight.
So timeout, no water. They called their final timeout here in the first half with 53.6 seconds to go to halftime. And again, no water trailing 21-6. Again, no update from Cushing as the Dewey Bulldoggers playing at Cushing here tonight. Have not seen a score from them.
See what we can find for you here. When in doubt, Google it out.
Google it out. There you go. And I think no one is going to punt this ball away. They got it lined up in the punt formation.
I wish our punter would just get a little deeper.
There's a snap. That's a low snap. And gets off an okay kick. It kind of went on the side of his foot, but it does get a no one to bounce. And I'll put the ball to 37 in Holland Hall's territory.
That's about as bad a field position as they had. It's 42.1 seconds to go before halftime.
So 42.1 seconds to go for the Dutch.
I don't think Holland Hall is going to be willing just to take a knee here. They may try to get some more points and bury the Ironman right here. Third quarter score, Claremore Sequoia over Beggs, 28-8. We'll see what we can get. Some other scores here real quick. Go ahead.
Here's a shotgun formation for Roush. Roush now hands it off this time to John Connor. Connor still on his feet to the 40, 45, and down at the 47-yard line. There's a fumble on the play, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, no one has picked it up. So a good job there by the Ironman defense that time. And didn't even see the fumble from our end. They got to fumble the ball there from the 47-yard line. So no one will have another opportunity here.
Well, now if you're no one and you've got a dipsy doodle in your playbook, this is the time to call the old dipsy doodle.
I call it the dipsy do.
Okay, well, do or die or doodle or die, one of the two.
First and 10 from Heritage Hall 47. We do have an update from Cushing. Cushing leads Dewey 16-14.
All right. Come on, Doggers.
Shotgun formation now by Cody Smith.
Once again, the Ironman looks like they're a little confused on offense.
Smith now rolling around. Still rolling. Now throws to the right. The pass is caught at about the 38-yard line. Does stop the clock with 25.6 seconds to go.
Give it to the 37. That's Dalton Carter.
Dalton Carter there on the reception.
First completed pass by the Ironman tonight.
That's not enough for a first down, though. They're looking at 2nd and 1 from the 38. Yeah, that's the first reception of the night for Cody Smith.
I'm sorry, I gave that to Dalton Carter. You see that, Smith?
Well, Dalton Carter got the reception.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm with you.
And ball and play action. Smith rolls around. Now he's in
a
run to the 30. Knocked him out at the 29-yard line. That does give the Ironman this on the first down. Seconds to go. He does pick up the first down. It does stop the clock, so that's good for Nowata.
Yeah, got out of bounds. They have no timeouts.
They'll spot the ball at the 30 in a gain of 8.
Collinsville leading in the third quarter over Coweta, 28-7, Adam.
The winner of that game more than likely will have to go to Lawton next Friday.
Southmore and Jinx are tied at 14-all in the second.
Here we go. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Three wide receivers to the right. The snap. Cody now breaks one tackle. He's sacked at the 35.
That'll about do it.
And they're on the tackle, I believe, was Jake Jackson. Now they can't get the play cloth off. 2 seconds, 1 second. And hold on. They're going to put 1 second on the clock because Cody Smith finally snapped the ball and just grounded it.
Hey, Adam, have a score from Adair. It's in the second quarter. It's the Warriors 38 and Ketchum 7.
Not surprised about that one.
No, they're a heck of a ball club.
Of course, I think they're favored to play in the 2A state championship here.
Berry Hill leading in the second quarter 45-0 over Okmulgee. One more play here for the Ironmen.
Shotgun formation. Oh, bad snap there by Cody Smith, and that put the ball is loose, and it's going to be a turnover there by Nowata. It was picked up, and that does it right there as Nowata turned the ball over to end the first half, and your halftime score will be Holland Hall 21 and Nowata 6. 21-6, Holland Hall over Nowata here at halftime. We'll begin our halftime activities in 2 minutes. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.